Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Tip on BetMGM Network. Always appreciate you being with us. Hope you're having a great morning. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger coming up on the show. Cowboys are on the outside looking in when it comes to making the playoffs, but could they get a huge win tonight and make a run starting with a win in Motown? Chelsea, you were getting fired up in the last segment hearing about Chris Mack and the principle that, oh, we're tired of these 500 seasons. We're tired of making the playoffs but not winning a playoff game. And you're saying, yeah, come to Nashville for a while and you might feel differently.
Yeah, because we said this about Mike Vrabel and said, well, he's reached his peak here. And then we have a season where I don't know if you've been counting the Titans' wins this season. They have,
I have not.
One.
That's why. So, nothing to count.
I'm here to say, you know, that little more you know, the more you know, like a rainbow stripe, it does get worse. It only gets worse. So I'm just here to represent that side of the equation, that it can always get worse.
There's nothing to count. Okay, let's count. One. Okay, done.
End.
There you go. The end. Oh, I know. I mean, it can always be worse. That's actually a very good perspective. And it can always get better. We've seen that with the Cowboys over the past 3 weeks. So what's going to happen tonight against the Lions? Let's find out and bring in Zach Wolchuk. He is the host of G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. Zach, good morning to you. Thanks for being with us. Always good to have you here on the show. Cowboys have won 3 straight victories over the Eagles and Chiefs during that time. So yeah, it's a mini winning streak, but it's been an impressive one. What's been the difference?
Deadline. I mean, it's amazing. We were talking the whole time, like, one player isn't going to solve everything, but it wasn't really one player. I mean, Quinnen Williams obviously is huge, and it's a player that the Cowboys had their eye on. I mean, Jerry said, yeah, we talked to the Jets. We tried to trade them Micah and get Quinnen Williams back in a first-round pick. The Jets at the time didn't have the cap space to be able to do that because they still had Sauce. They hadn't traded Sauce Gardner yet to the Colts to free up some cap space. So, I mean, Quinnen's been incredible. But then you also get to Marvin Overshown back, who's a great linebacker. They were able to get Savone Rebel, their third-round pick at corner, back healthy. Kalen Carson, who was a draft pick they had a year ago at corner. You make the trade for Logan Wilson. So you were able to get a lot of pieces back, a lot of bodies on defense, which had really just been terrible. Like, their offense was one of the best in football, but their defense was one of the worst in football. So the whole conversation was, could you at least get the defense to be average? And really, since the trade deadline, they've been top 12 in the NFL. Some metrics, if you look at, they've been even better than that. But Quinnen Williams has been even better than I thought he would, not only on the field, but from a leadership void that they really didn't have on defense. So he's helped everybody from Osa Digizua to Kenny Clark to the linebackers now. They're just seeing everything better. And then the secondary's gotten healthy. So, you know, the defense is just, that's really been the massive difference, but it starts with Quinnen Williams up front.
Okay, so what's the ceiling for this Cowboys team? Because I think a lot of us see the last two games, you're like, wow, they just knocked off the two teams that played in the Super Bowl last year. And I think we've all seen this offense, and you say, okay, you've got George Pickens, you've got CeeDee Lamb, you've got Dak putting up good numbers. So this offense feels like it can hang with just about anybody, and especially in a year in the NFL where it feels like, you know, the upside down is up and there's all these teams contending that we did not expect. Is there a pathway right for the Cowboys to make the playoffs and play spoiler?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that I'm going to say this right now, but the ceiling, guys, the ceiling realistically could be the NFC Championship. I mean, you look across the NFC and you're so right. Who's the juggernaut? I mean, who's the team that steers you? I thought it was the Rams. The Rams just lost to Carolina. Like, anybody can beat anybody in the NFL from week to week. And with how good this offense is, how are you going to defend CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens? And, oh, then there's Jake Ferguson. And, oh, now they can actually run the football and Javonte Williams. The problem with a lot of these Cowboy teams is the offense would be great, but the defense was not good. Or, you know, they'd get into a game against San Francisco and they lose 19-12 because the offense couldn't do anything and the defense was... So they've never had their peanut butter and jelly together at the same time, right? This year's team, with how they're playing at the line of scrimmage now, they've got that. They can finally stop the run on the defensive line. They're finally winning the battle in the trenches. And their offensive line, who was banged up and rotating bodies the first half of the season, now, and we stress continuity, right? That's always the thing in football, the continuity with the offensive line. They're getting that. When you've got Tyler Smith at left guard, Cooper Beebe at center, Tyler Booker, the rookie at right guard, who is getting better every week, and then their tackles are average right now, right? If there's a weakness, it's tackle, but they can bully people in the middle of that offensive line. So they can beat anybody. And you get into the playoffs, this is a team where, you know, it's kind of crazy to say because they've been the butt of the joke at times when it comes to postseason football, and Dax, you know, got a lot to prove in that area. But they really are now built to be able to beat anybody. And I think the ceiling would be you're able to go on a magic carpet ride and it would be an incredible story. And that's what we love about sports. This team legitimately has the pieces now to go on a run to the Super Bowl.
We are talking with Zach Wolchuk. He is host of G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. So I'm curious about what you think about this theory. I do a podcast with Fred Smoot, who went to Mississippi State, and so he knows Dak very well because obviously Dak is a Bulldog as well. And Smoot was saying that during the offseason, he was talking with Dak, and they were together in Starkville, and they were going to go out to eat, and Dak was like, no, I can't. I want to diet. And you can tell he's definitely slimmed down. Like, he is skinnier than he's been in previous years. How much has that helped him this year?
That's a great question, because he is. I mean, every year at camp, you can tell, like, Dak's in great shape, but he is so much leaner this year. I think it's had to help his mobility a ton. I mean, he definitely has run the football better. You saw the touchdown run that he was able to have in that Philadelphia game, where I think it was, you know, he was able to scramble to his left side. Jake Ferguson gets a great block. He's moving around the pocket. I think that's been the biggest thing, is the pocket awareness for Dak. Under pressure, I mean, he's been the best third down quarterback in football this year. He's been the best 2-minute quarterback in football this year, with the Cowboys being able to score at the highest rate in the final 2 minutes going into half and the final 2 minutes at the end of games as well. His ability to slide and to avoid...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Pressure and to extend plays has really taken that next level. And going into year 10, I mean, I think that we've probably all at some point had our doubts about Dak. I mean, I know I have. I mean, I've had those questions of, like, is he the guy? He's had opportunities in the playoffs. At some point for a quarterback, you expect you get the ball at the end of regulation, go on that drive that's going to build your narrative, go write your story. And Dak hasn't been able to do that. But this year's version of Dak is without question the best we've seen of him. Go ahead and blitz him. He's tearing teams up. And physically, yeah, he is. That's had to had a big step into it, because the way that he's moving around now, but also I think mentally, I think he's just in a tremendous spot mentally right now. He understands the offense. And I think Brian Schottenheimer's had a lot to do with that too. I think that he's designed some stuff that has helped Dak, where, you know, Mike McCarthy and Jason Garrett before him offensively just weren't doing that. So I do think him slimming down has had a lot to do with it, but also just mentally, he is in total command right now.
And speaking of offense, odds makers are certainly expecting a lot of it tonight, as the total is set at 54.5 between the Lions and the Cowboys. And I think this is going to be a popular question for people who play fantasy, for people who play props. Who is the receiver you target? Is it George Pickens, who's come on very strong down the stretch? Or is it CeeDee Lamb? Or is it both?
Yeah, I think you're probably going to be good with both because of how banged up Detroit is now. I mean, with Terry and Arnold going on IR, I would go, if I had to pick one for tonight, I would go with George Pickens, right? Like, George Pickens is in a contract year. And how many times do we see this where you have a player that, you know, he breaks out in his contract season? He's looking for the bag. He wants a deal north of $30 million. And we'll see what his future is in Dallas. But I think what I like about him tonight is, you know, you're going up against two corners in Detroit that are the size discrepancy. Like, you got a 5'9 Amik Robertson. You got another corner who, you know, maybe 5'11. George Pickens, with the size advantage, just throw it up to him. And his catch radius has been unbelievable. Some of the catches he's been able to make. And him and Dak are on the same page. The slant's been unguardable. You know, CeeDee had to have that bounce back game on Thanksgiving after a disaster against the Eagles. I don't know what's going on with him against Filthy this year. But he's got 7 drops combined in both those games. There's something up there. But I think if I had to leave one away, it'd be Pickens. But I don't think – I think both are very – very good options for you when it comes to daily fantasy. And, you know, that over-under, I think, is a little high just because I don't know what to expect from the Lions' offense. If Amon-Ra St. Brown doesn't play, they're going to have to be able to run the ball. And Jahmyr Gibbs is an absolute superstar, but the Cowboys have done an excellent job of stopping the run the last 3 weeks. This will be a great test for them, especially if Jadeveon Clowney does not play. He's going to be a game-time decision. They're going to work him out pregame. He's questionable going in. He played against Kansas City. I'm doubtful that he's going to be able to go. So then who slides in and replaces Clowney? You got Sam Fowler. You don't have a lot of guys that are very good against the run. Clowney's been sensational in that regard.
Zach, what is the case for the Cowboys winning outright tonight?
I would take the +3. I mean, we had on Jeff Rieger from 97.1 The Ticket yesterday on our show just to kind of get the Lions' perspective, and he was stunned that the Lions were favored. He didn't think they should have been favored against the Packers. And again, it comes back to health. Like, if this was a healthy Lions team at home, they beat the brakes off the Cowboys last year, it's a different story. I mean, I am, you know, for people that are listening, it's like, oh my God, this guy, this home, but it is the different Cowboys team right now with how they're playing, as I mentioned, at the line of scrimmage, and with the injuries the Lions are dealing with. The Cowboys don't have an excuse. if they lose this game and their season is really on the line for both of these teams, the desperate team theory plays, the Cowboys should cover this. The plus three, take the Cowboys on the money line, whatever it is. But the Cowboys absolutely, that should be the lock of the week, in my opinion. If they don't go to Detroit tonight and win, there's a lot of issues, and all of this goodwill that they've brought up the last 3 weeks, now we're back to square one, and it's like, gosh, dang it, what is going on with this team?
Okay, so we've pumped up the Cowboys a lot, and for good reason. They've had a good stretch. But what's the sabotage factor for the Cowboys tonight? Because there has to be at least one, right?
No, for sure. The sabotage factor would be Jahmyr Gibbs runs all over them. They are still a team that is inept at covering the flat. I don't know what it is, but they give up chunks when you just dump it down. I mean, I don't know what Jalen Hurts was thinking. Just check the ball down to Saquon Barkley. And teams, when you watch the Cowboys film, and tonight, that's a scare. Like Jared Goff, I know the splits are night and day when he's under pressure, but if he wants to just check it down to Montgomery or Gibbs in the flat, the Cowboys have really not had an ability to cover that area of the field. And oftentimes, if Kenneth Murray's not the best linebacker in the world. And you watched him play in Tennessee there. So I think you could probably relate. He's not going to be able to get out there. DeMarvin Overshown's a little bit different. But that's definitely a weakness on this defense. And then it's just self-inflicted wounds. Their red zone offense has not been good. If you're settling for field goals instead of touchdowns, that can come back to haunt you. The penalties, they're a team that certainly that can be an issue. You got Sean Hockley, I think, who's going to ref this one. 3 years ago, we saw Sean Hockley have a ref party on Thanksgiving against the Raiders, and the Cowboys lost that football game. So penalties, bad red zone offense, lack of execution, and then turnovers. I mean, Dak has proven throughout his career he is good to put up a stinker every once in a while. And while I am absolutely crotch-first confidence in what this offense is doing right now, all of a sudden you start fumble-farting around and you throw an interception or three, that's definitely how you can self-sabotage and lose a game that you should win on the road.
You can check him out as host of G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. It is our friend Zach Wolchek. Zach, always appreciate the time. Great stuff this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys. Have a great one.
You too. Going to be jacked for tonight's game. I think it's going to be a really good game. Regardless of whether you're on Lions or Cowboys, you don't always get a good matchup on Thursday night. This is going to be a good one.
Yeah, at least we're hoping, right? Like, one would expect that we get some points scored. Maybe it's not 55, but at least we'll see maybe some explosive plays. Like, with all the playmakers, with Jahmyr Gibbs, with CeeDee Lamb, with George Pickens, it should be exciting at least.
I hope so. I'm ready for more football. One of my favorite times of year. Is the Donkster my favorite segment of the show? No. But he's here. We got our best bets coming up. We're going to finish strong here on this Thursday. It's coming up next on the Daily Tip. This is the Bet MGM Network.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.